When the Ohio River floods like it did earlier this week, water backs up into other rivers and streams, including the Little Miami and Licking Rivers. The city of Cincinnati has infrastructure in place to prevent damage along one of the area's most developed waterways, the Mill Creek. I'm WVXU's Bill Reinhart. There's a barrier in place to keep the Ohio River from invading the Mill Creek Valley. Cincinnati stormwater management engineer Eric Saylor says the city activates it when the Ohio hits, or is expected to hit, 52 feet.
And then we pump the Mill Creek, force it into the Ohio River to protect the Mill Creek Valley. Not only this valley, but all the way up the Mill Creek. So we even coordinate all the way up to Winton Lake.
Saylor says that's so crews know how many pumps to run. There are 8 available. Each can move 1 billion gallons of water a day.
And so this was being built at the same time, roughly speaking, as Hoover Dam, but Hoover Dam wasn't ready. So they brought the pumps that were going to go to Hoover Dam to us here at Bear Dam.
Yesterday morning, only one pump was running.
Imagine how loud it would be when 6 of them are running in here at once, which we've had to in the past.
Back outside the pump house is the actual barrier. That's what keeps the Ohio from flowing into the Mill Creek. Supervisor Ron Wiest says 4 bulkheads are bolted together. An electric crane drops them into place.
Each one's about 5 foot tall. They weigh 11 tons apiece. They're transported from over there, lifted up, brought over here, and then set down on top. We store 14 of them over there. So we'll be up above the 1937 flood level if we had them all in there.
The 37 flood crested at 80 feet. Wiest says yesterday's configuration was good to 65 feet. Saylor says the Army Corps of Engineers built the dam after the 1937 flood and turned it over to the city. The Corps still inspects the dam every year.
If we do not keep it up to their standards, they fail us on the inspection, which has never happened. They've always given us a passing rating. But if we were to fail, we endanger the city getting FEMA certification if there were a large flood.
That failure could mean higher flood insurance rates, and the city could miss out on federal aid after a flood. Saylor says the barrier has passed inspections, but it's getting old. He says one of the cranes needs to be rehabilitated. There's been extensive work on the pumps, and the entire facility needs electrical and safety upgrades. It's paid for from the Stormwater Fund, which comes from a fee charged to every developed property in Cincinnati. Is there enough money in the fund for all the necessary work?
You know, we basically were putting forth a plan for the next few years, and there'll be proposed rate increases associated with that.
Saylor says Cincinnati Council would have to approve an increase. He says the barrier protects not only roads and businesses in the Mill Creek, but also a Metropolitan Sewer District facility.
That plant is the largest wastewater treatment plant in the entire tri-state. And if that couldn't take sewage, oh, it would be a true environmental disaster. I mean, wow.
More rain is expected this weekend. The National Weather Service predicts the Ohio River to crest near 60 feet Tuesday. It hasn't been that high since 1997. There are photos of the barrier dam at WVXU.org and on our Facebook page. Bill Reinhart, 91.7 WVXU.